riding bravely through the frontier of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, hey, Roger, nobody likes a smartass, especially prickly federal judges. It seems that may have been a lesson the flamboyant Roger Stone missed, but he may get it driven down his throat as he has been ordered into court over putting the judge in this case on Instagram with a crosshair in the frame. Yeah, Raj, that does qualify as pretty stupid. Number two, 2019 is now the year of the radical socialist in America. They're hell-bent on destroying our way of life by tearing down everything this country stands for. The Constitution is under assault daily, and so is common decency. From abortions at birth or after to massive tax increases and giving money to those unwilling to work, this is the blueprint for America being sold by the Democrats.
Somebody can come before you and say, look, I want to do A and I want to do B, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, the only way that real change takes place is when millions of people stand up, fight back, and say, enough is enough.
And number one, warning to all of those once respected news outlets that have sold their collective souls in pursuit of destroying Donald Trump. Be very careful, because publishing all of the fake news might come with a very big price tag. The Washington Post, now on the receiving end of a $250 million lawsuit for maligning the students at Covington Catholic. And there's a lot more on the way. I say amen and hallelujah. It's a good place to start, isn't it? Amen and hallelujah. Here's the point. In 2019, the extremism in this country when it comes to coverage in the media and so forth, when it comes to covering Christians, white Christians in particular, it's free game all the time. It is free game all the time. And so the Covington Catholic case is one to be looked at closely, because the good news is, at the end of the day, there is still the rule of law in America. And if you malign a group of people and falsely accuse them of conducting themselves a certain way, there are libel laws to look out for such people. One of those people, Nicholas Sandman, 16 years old. You know him. He's the kid in the Make America Great Again hat with a standoff face-to-face with Nathan Phillips, a Native American activist. They met by chance at the Lincoln Memorial here a few weeks ago. Now, at the time, a video went viral accusing these kids, and a bunch of them had red hats on, that said Make America Great Again, from this Catholic high school in Kentucky. They were accused of creating a tense situation, of antagonizing the Native Americans, of chanting Build the Wall in reference to the Native Americans. And it went viral. It went around the world, and they were you know, maligned and mistreated and verbally attacked, and there were death threats, and all of these things went on. And it was picked up by the Washington Post and CNN and all the rest, and they took this worldwide, and it was not just liberals but conservatives as well, denouncing what these kids had done. But come to find out, the kids hadn't done any of those things. When longer versions of the tapes were released, because everything's on camera these days, it was quickly discovered that these kids didn't do anything. In fact, they were on the receiving end of vicious comments from a group of black Hebrew Israelites that were sitting there attacking them for being white kids with the Make America Great Again hats. And as far as Build the Wall chant, it's not there. So as a result, yesterday in U.S. District Court in Kentucky, Nicholas Sandman filed a lawsuit against the Washington Post seeking $250 million in damages. That's what Jeff Bezos paid for the Washington Post in 2013, asking $250 million in damages. The lawsuit claiming the newspaper failed to do its basic journalistic standards and wrongfully targeted and bullied the teens in advance to advance its bias, that is, against President Donald Trump, because Sandman is a white Catholic who wore a Make America Great Again souvenir cap on a school field trip at the March for Life. You see, all of those conservative ideas, the March for Life, supporting Donald Trump, being a Christian, none of these things are acceptable. None of these things are okay, not in today's world. So the Washington Post, the first to get nailed, Newsweek is going to be next, and a whole host of others are going to be targeted as well, according to the attorneys, high-powered attorneys, by the way, for Covington Catholic and these students. And I say amen and hallelujah. If you're going to malign people, if you're not going to fact check, if you're just going to, you know, soil people up, muddy them up, you know, do smear jobs, then by God, you ought to get out your wallet. So Jeff, man, he's going to have a rough month. Jeff Bezos is going to give half of it to his ex-wife, or soon to be ex-wife, because he's fooling around with this Lauren Sanchez. So there's a bunch of cash out the window. Now you're going to cash out the window at the Washington Post. And not a good look for Jeff. And then he tried to attack the National Enquirer, trying to accuse them of extortion. That blew up in his face as well. He's just not having a good year, old Jeff Bezos. I feel sorry for Jeffrey. Poor guy. By the way, a little update here on the national emergency having been declared by the president. And the liberals say there is no national emergency. Nothing's going on. It's no different than it always has been, and so on and so forth. Well, here's a headline for you. Here's a headline for you from the Washington Examiner. Border apprehensions have jumped 84%. The number of border apprehensions expected to surpass 600,000 this year. January saw a surge of 22,000 more apprehensions than of January 2018. Now, why is that? Well, because right now they know if they can get in, they being illegal aliens from El Salvador, Honduras, wherever they're coming from the South, if they can get in now, they might have a shot at citizenship. The year-over-year increase from 25,900 January 2018 to 47,900 this year. That sounds like an emergency to me. According to Princeton Policy Advisors, which studies immigration data and makes predictions on future potential border crossings, the surprise January surge showed that the so-called Trump effect on slowing attempted crossings has evaporated. And now, well, you see, because he is going to close that border. And there is going to be a barrier. And he will win in the courts, and he will win at the Supreme Court. And he'll get his $8 or $10 billion this year. And then the process starts again in September of this year for more money. It's going to happen. It's a terrible issue for the Democrats. Terrible issue. We don't support border security. Be quiet. Of course you do. Just be quiet. And so it's a terrible issue for the Democrats. Anyhow, so what's happening here is there's a surge at the border, I believe, because they see the opportunity is only going to be there for a short time longer. The opportunity is going to evaporate. The same reason that people bought a lot of guns when Barack Obama was president, they thought, well, if Obama's president, there stands a very good chance that gun control is going to come down the pipe, so we're going to get as many guns as we can. And with Donald Trump as president, they believe the border is going to close, so they're trying to rush the border to get as many people in as they can. Very similar dynamic at work here. So the math is pretty simple. 606,000 is what that would correlate to. If you had that kind of people, many people coming in January, if it goes similar throughout the rest of the year, you'll be at 606,000 people coming in for the year of 2019, which is staggering to say the least, absolutely staggering to say the least. On the way here on the program, Julie Gundlach will be here. She's going to talk about Trump's state of emergency and building the wall, and we'll talk about more about these numbers of 600,000 expected to, and that's just the apprehensions, by the way. That's just the apprehensions. That's not the total number coming to the border. That's the number of people that actually get caught and turned around, all right? Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people, maybe just like you. Pay can start at $15 an hour, but can go as high as $30 and $35 an hour, depending on your experience. So don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. That's SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner to get started. You can also find the sexiest job of the week right there for your review. It's all there for you. You tell them Steve sent you along because you want to help build Michigan and your career at the same time. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit DTEenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money. Means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Ranger.